For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that at the end of this chapter in 1 Peter, St. Peter turns us towards you and says, we can return to you, the shepherd and overseer of our souls. You are the one who holds us in your hands. You are the one who, the Bible rightly says, that no one can snatch you from our hands. We have the ability, because of the bondage of the will, we can jump out and we can go our own way. But yet, Lord, you hold us. When we ask for forgiveness, when we come to you, you hold us so carefully and so lovingly in your arms. So Lord, we ask today that when life lets us down, when we're going through times of struggle, when we're suffering or when our children are suffering, Lord, help us as your people to return to you, to trust in you, to have faith in you as a shepherd and overseer of our souls. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As I was reading the text for this Sunday of Easter, I was amazed that all of the texts talked about the shepherd. And then I realized, as I was preparing this is a while ago, that it happened to be Mother's Day, and I thought to myself, you know, it is a wonderful blessing when God gives you a gift. And one of the gifts of having this the Good Shepherd text on Mother's Day is that I can't think of a better illustration. As we look through the Old Testament and New Testament, God constantly calls himself the shepherd of his people, right? Psalm 23, one of, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. You see, a shepherd was one who took care of his sheep, was one who knew his sheep. I often like to talk when we're talking about the shepherd is, I always kind of get embarrassed because I think to myself, sheep. When I went on my vicarage, we were by a sheep farm, and I remember going out there, we as a family went out there, Timothy and Sarah were just kids at that time, and we went out to the sheep farm, we saw them shearing the sheep. We also got to talk to some of the shepherds who were from Australia and New Zealand. And I remember them, just one of the comments was made that sheep are really, really, and I'll put it in nice words, not smart. They do really, really weird things. And so, you know, it was really interesting because as the guy was shearing the sheep, he was talking about the fact that they can't see very far. They have trouble seeing. That's why hearing is really important, right? That's why they hear the shepherd's voice and they come to the shepherd because they know the voice. They can't see very far. They get caught in the weirdest places trying to get stuff that they shouldn't. They are constantly in need of rescue. And I often thought to myself, well, you know, God really does paint a beautiful picture for us of the Good Shepherd when we see how he rescues us, how he understands us, and how he comes to us at the hardest times. And I don't know if all mothers have experienced this, but I have a feeling that most have. Is there times when you feel like everything's out of control? Are there times when you see your children doing things and said, I did not raise them that way? Are there times when you wonder, how could it possibly get to this point? That's why I thought it was a good analogy for mothers to compare them to God, because don't you think God sits up there and says, I didn't raise them this way? How could they get into this trouble? I've given them guidelines, I've given them scriptures, I've given them psalms, I've laid it all out for them. If they just spend a little bit of time with me each day in prayer and in study, they'll see all these things, right? They'll know you shouldn't go there because it's dangerous. I think in my experience with God, it's like he puts a big flashing sign, danger, 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 and we still go there. Ever notice that? Oh, it won't affect us. So, you know, when we hear the word of the shepherd, we recognize that God is our shepherd, that Jesus is the shepherd from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. I mean, just think about the language of the shepherd. And mothers, if you're going through times, and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, if you're going through times where you're just praying really, really hard for your children and grandchildren, you're wondering, Lord, how are you going to rescue this situation? This is a time where I think St. Peter's talking about this. This is a time where we come to the humble realization that all we can do is pray. Right? Anybody ever got to that realization? All we can do is pray. Anything we might say is only going to be received with, you don't know anything. Or, this is my life. Haven't had that experience? Fathers are shaking their head too. I mean, it's not just a mother thing, right? But I think that mothers of all, because of the fact that we as parents, and I'm not trying to exclude fathers, your day is coming. I do think our hearts break for our children. Our hearts break when we see things that seem unjust. Our hearts break when we desperately desire the best and yet the best doesn't happen. Or when the relationship gets broken. And so I wanted to say today that I think what St. Peter is saying to us, and I really wanted to preach on John 10 because it's a beautiful and wonderful passage, right? Jesus says, I'm the door. Meaning he's the door to the sheep pen and you have to go through him to get to them. I mean, that's a really cool and wonderful word that we can hold on to, that Jesus is the gatekeeper. He is the one who makes sure that the thief and the robber does not get in and after the sheep. And I wanted to speak of the language there, which just every time I hear it, just reinforces to me the importance of that relationship that Jesus has with us, where he says the sheep know the shepherd's voice. They don't follow a stranger. They only follow the shepherd because they know his voice. He calls them by name, and they know. And I really wanted to talk about that, which I did. But what struck me was that the New Testament lesson from 1 Peter, which 1 Peter 2 is one of my favorite verses, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that on Confirmation Sunday next week. But it's where God defines us as the royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. He really reminds us who we are as covenant people. He reminds us of how cherished we are, how important we are, how God has all these wonderful plans. But in this particular part of chapter 2, he tells us that we will suffer. We will suffer. And that's hard to hear, isn't it? And I couldn't help but relate that to parents and specifically to mothers and say there will be times when we suffer. But the answer that he has is to remember that Christ suffered and died, but it didn't stop there. He died for us, but he rose again. Amen? He died for us, but he rose again victorious. By his stripes, we are healed. That's what it says, right? That just doesn't mean physical healing. It means spiritual healing. It means being brought into the kingdom. It means being named by our shepherd. It means being in a covenant relationship. It means that we are his people, his children, his sheep. And then he ends this section by saying, we all like sheep are straying. We all stray. We all stray. But the thing that we have in our favor is because we're children of God, even when we stray, our shepherd never stops calling us, right? He never stops calling us by name. He never stops putting people in our path that direct us back to God. That's why, church, you are so important. Because you are light and salt in whatever you're doing, whether you're out there visiting people, whether you're out there working with people, whether you're out there golfing with people, whether you're out there doing other things, going to garage sales, whatever it is that you are doing, you are light and salt. And by your word and by your example, you can help people who are straying know that that God wants them back. You're the voice of God. Ever thought about that? Every day. You are the ones that God has chosen. You're not, there's no plan B, okay? There's only one plan. And that's that you, as God's people, would declare through your words and deeds, and this is tough for us sinners, okay? And we understand this, right? This is tough for us sinners, but it is the truth. We reflect Christ. We are light and salt, and we are the ones who can help with those who are straying, because I believe St. Paul is accurate. I believe he's inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he's accurate when he says, we all, like sheep, are straying. And yet we as the church, as people of God, have been given the privilege of being there in people's lives, whether family members or friends, whether fellow workers. We're given the privilege to remind them that Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. You see, God is our shepherd, and he desperately desires that we not stop praying for people. We not stop praying for those who are straying. We not stop sharing the love of Jesus in our words and deeds. We not stop recognizing that even though we're sheep, we're also given the task to help shepherd people. So brothers and sisters, my challenge for you today, and especially to mothers, is to, when you're going through those times where you're feeling maybe a sense of despair, maybe a sense of frustration, maybe a sense that, you know, this is not going like I thought it would, that you never forget that we all, like sheep, have gone astray, but we are in the arms of our shepherd. And so are the people for whom we pray. There's power in prayer. God will, the Bible is consistent in this, God will provide a way back. If we stray far, he will still use the church, the people of God. He will use people to call us back. He will use people. He will use the power of the Holy Spirit, the righteousness that he gives to us. He will use the power that he gives to his kingdom people to call people back. I love stories that I hear, and I've heard often through the years of my ministry, of wonderful examples of someone moving far away from their family, and the family praying for them that they won't lose their faith, that they won't go too far astray. And to hear stories of how someone who they were working with, or someone, their neighbor, or someone else, invited them to fellowship in a church, invited them, called them back. They were the voice of the shepherd. They were the one who said, you are a child of God. You belong to God. He's called you. You're his. And they were the voice. They were the people who answered the prayers of their mother, who answered the prayers and led people back to the shepherd and overseer of their souls, because he desperately wants. All we have to do is simply have a desire in our heart to turn, and he's right there with forgiveness, with grace, with righteousness and power. We all, like sheep, go astray. That's right. That's right. The Lord in his mercy has compassion on us all. And he calls us back. He invites us back into the arms of the shepherd, where we receive protection, we get fed, where our wounds are taken care of and healed, where we receive the promise that we belong to him and we are safe and secure in the salvation won for us and the promise of everlasting life that belongs to the children of God. So sheep, do you hear the voice of your shepherd? May we share this good news with all. Not even, I was going to say with all who hear, but even with those who don't hear yet. Let's not stop sharing the good news of the shepherd.